This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
What if the hardest moments in your life became the foundation for everything you'd become? I'm David Lewis, and in this episode of Little Did I Know, I'm opening up about the journey that shaped me. From a 17-year-old Army Reserve clerk to a decorated Navy technician, to a man who's still learning, healing, and becoming. This isn't just about military service or medals. It's about what happens after the uniform comes off. It's about love, loss, and learning to breathe again. I'll talk about the fire I fought aboard the USS Scott, the moment I earned my first Navy achievement, and the day my life shattered when I lost my wife, Kathy, while deployed overseas. But I'll also share how I kept going, how I found purpose again, through volunteering, mentorship, education, and how I eventually chose to tell my story, not to relive the pain, but to offer hope. If you've ever felt like life knocked you off course, if you've ever questioned whether you had another chapter left to write, this episode is for you. Little did I know, service, strength, and second acts. Now streaming wherever you get your podcasts. Welcome to Little Did I Know, the podcast where the road to resilience winds through unexpected turns. I'm David Little, and I'm here with two of my closest friends and co-hosts, Christopher and Angela.
Hey everyone, great to be here. Today's a very special episode. We're sitting down with David, our brother in arms, in spirit and in story, to explore the incredible path he's walked.
This is going to be a powerful conversation. From the Navy to Microsoft certifications, from personal tragedy to community action, David, your life is filled with reinvention and impact.
David, take us back to the start. Your first real taste of responsibility came with the Army Reserve, right?
That's right. I started as a pack clerk. What I walked into was chaos, disorganized records, no guidance. I was 18, but I knew I had to rise to the occasion. I rebuilt the record system from scratch, got my first commendation for it. It taught me how to lead quietly, by doing.
You were just a teen, yet already demonstrating professional leadership. That experience seems to have lit the fuse for everything that came after.
Your Navy career is full of high-stakes moments. Let's talk about the USS Scott and that fire you contained in the GTG module.
That was intense. We were conducting engineering drills and then, boom, a real Bravo fire broke out. My training kicked in. I led the effort to contain it. I got an official commendation, but honestly, it was survival and instinct. That fire was a turning point. It proved to me I could handle the pressure.
And you weren't just putting out fires. You were building a reputation. You received several Navy Achievement Medals, correct?
Yes, three total. Each reflected a different area: technical excellence, leadership in plant operations, and readiness for propulsion inspections. I was proud, but also just laser focused on doing my job well.
Your service didn't end on the ship. You volunteered with the Special Olympics, taught classes, mentored others. Why was that important to you?
Because I needed to heal. after personal losses, and we'll talk more about that later, giving back became a lifeline. I didn't just wear a uniform, I showed up for people. Volunteering gave me hope again. I even got the Norfolk Outstanding Volunteer Service Award.
That kind of service is just as powerful. You weren't just keeping systems running, you were helping people stand up.
Then comes a shift. You retrain as an Air Force Electrical and Environmental Systems Apprentice, and you aced it.
I graduated Shepherd Air Force Base with perfect test scores in many areas. It was a new challenge, working on C-130s, solving real-time systems issues. It brought discipline full circle, and it showed me that learning is lifelong.
From there, you jumped into tech certifications, CompTIA, A+, Microsoft Certified Professional, and Windows Server. You never stop growing.
Exactly. Reinvention has been my survival strategy. Whether it's a battlefield or a classroom, I adapt and evolve.
David, part of your story involves unimaginable loss, losing your wife, Kathy, while you were deployed. Can you share how you processed that?
That moment split my life in two. I was deployed, serving my country.
It was afternoon aboard the Scott, and I was in the cruise lounge attending the new arrivals indoctrination class. We had just completed a briefing on the Navy Family Ombudsman Program for Scott, which reassured me about the services the Navy and my command would provide for me, my wife, and my son, including housing and medical support for our newborn. Suddenly, there was a knock on the door, and I saw my LPO supervisor, GSE-1 Wilson Buddy Watley. He spoke to the chief giving the talk, and I was called out. Fireman Little, the captain would like to see you in his stateroom, he said. My heart sank. Oh no, I thought to myself, I'm in deep trouble. We were underway about 100 miles off the coast of Florida. We had a port visit in Fort Lauderdale previously, and during that time, I had been out clubbing. When I got into a fistfight with a fellow sailor, I had been drinking and was messing with him over a girl he was interested in. What I thought was some good-natured ribbing, he took personally, and he cold-cocked me right in the nose. "Come on, hit me again, you jerk," I said, and he did. Not once, but three more times. I was in my dress whites, you know, the Popeye, the sailor suit. Blood stained my uniform, and I headed back to the ship. On the way, I ran into Master Chief Wheeler and Senior Chief Sparks from the Engineering Division. This was my first occasion to meet either of them, as I had just been aboard the ship for less than a month. I thought for sure I was going to be reprimanded for fighting and returning to the ship all bloodied up. GSE-1 Watley walked me to the captain's underway cabin without saying a word. I was so scared. Knock, knock, knock on the door. Permission to enter, GSE-1 said. I could hear the captain say, enter. Wait outside, Watley, he said. I went in with my knees shaking. The captain was a burly Irishman with a very stern look and presence about him, which I had gathered during my first week on board. He said, Fireman Little, I am sorry to tell you that your wife was killed in a car accident this morning. We have decided for you to fly home. Your father-in-law will be meeting you at the airport in Kalamazoo. He handed me the Red Cross message for me to read. I read it and immediately went numb, followed by shock and then uncontrollable anguish and rage. He grabbed me so hard and wrapped his burly arms around me so tight, holding me as I fought the rage, tears, and horrific turgy emanating from my very soul. He must have held me for over an hour like that. Anyone on that deck must have heard me. When I finally succumbed to sheer exhaustion, he released me and called for Petty Officer Watley. Petty Officer Watley, take him to his rack and stay with him. Coast Guard cutter is meeting us 12 nautical miles from the coast. We will transfer him to the cutter for the ride to Palm Beach. Fireman Little, your plane tickets have already been paid for, and the crew started a collection for you. A little over $3,000 to get you by, and do not worry about the time to leave. You can call the ship's quarterdeck number, and Petty Officer Whatley has all the contact info for your family in Michigan. Again, I am sorry. You are a strong man, David. You will get through this. I may have gotten a few hours of sleep that night. Restrictive maneuvering was called for over the 1MC at daybreak. I packed a change of clothing and my dress blues, climbed to the captain's gig, and then to the cutter. I was left with a strong memory of the captain and his strength and compassion holding me through the night. I have never forgotten that pain. It's still with me, but it changed how I see everything. It made me more intentional, more aware of how precious time is.
Yeah, it's a testament to your strength that you kept going, kept serving, and eventually found ways to help others through their pain too.
What would you say has been your greatest accomplishment?
Honestly, surviving. Not just physically, but emotionally, mentally. I built a career I'm proud of, yes, but I also found peace. I learned to forgive myself. And now, through this podcast and my creative work, songs, poems, and paintings, I'm telling my story in full.
And that's what Little Did I Know is really about. Reflection, transformation, and helping others navigate their own journey.
And thank you both. And thank you to our listeners. If you're hearing this and feeling stuck or broken, just know your path isn't over. You're just in the middle of your own story. Keep going, keep becoming.
We've got more to come in this series. Follow us for upcoming episodes where we dive even deeper into David's creative and legal journey.
And remember, sometimes the most powerful breakthroughs come from the darkest places. Stay tuned for more on Little Did I Know.